Welcome to this podcast about Millstream Creek and Esquimalt Harbor in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Millstream Creek is a salmon-bearing stream that drains a 6,424-acre watershed of lakes and wetlands over 8 miles before entering a tidal estuary in Esquimalt Harbor, about 4.8 miles northwest of Victoria and 1.8 miles east of Langford, British Columbia. Originally known as Roe Stream after early settler Thomas Roe, it was renamed for the sawmill built on its banks to supply lumber for a new Hudson's Bay Company fort and trading post at Victoria Harbor. In 1843, James Douglas chose Victoria Harbor as the site for the new fort, whose initial construction relied on lumber rough sawn by hand. Douglas charged Roderick Finlayson with finding a site for a proper sawmill, and after some exploration, Millstream Creek, which fed Esquimalt Harbor, was selected. The mill was completed in September 1848, and by November, enough water was flowing to cut the first lumber. Its flow proved too weak to run the mill year-round, however, and nearby Thetis Lake, though considered as an additional water source, was too far off to divert into the creek. In 1853, the Millstream Mill was replaced by a saw and flour mill at the company's Craigflower Farm, driven by a 7-horsepower steam engine imported from Scotland. Today, Millstream Creek is bordered by private property, and the land care practices of those owners largely determine the health of the watershed ecosystem. The creek provides habitat and a wildlife corridor linking Gowland-Todd Park to the Strait of Juan de Fuca, supporting the movement of animals and the propagation of native plants. Its associated wetlands also reduce stormwater flows and improve water quality. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.